time for your comments and our corrections. First, some of you got mad listening to our analysis of the sentencing of Darun Ravi. He's the Rutgers student who was convicted on charges including a hate crime for using a webcam to spy on his gay roommate. And he tweeted about it.
Yesterday, Ravi received a sentence of 30 days, far shorter than the maximum he could have gotten, 10 years. And I spoke about that with Slate magazine legal writer and editor Emily Bazelon. She suggested the judge had chosen an appropriate sentence proportional with similar cases in the past.
In the other cases with long sentences that involve hate crimes in New Jersey, they've been about violence. They've been people picking up a crowbar and beating someone. And those are instances where you can see the hate crime as being tied to truly dangerous behavior.
Nonsensical is what Susan Aronson of Salisbury, Vermont, calls that. She writes, words carry their own brand of violence. Mr. Ravi used words and actions to humiliate and torment his roommate. While one can debate the extent to which Mr. Ravi's bullying led to Tyler Clementi's suicide, there is no denying that Ravi's actions were a kind of violence against Clementi.
Moving on to lighter topics and two corrections. It seems we were a bit pop culturally challenged on yesterday's program, first in our interview with actor Peter Dinklage. In my introduction, I rattled off several projects you may have seen him in, Game of Thrones, The Station Agent, 30 Rock. But some of you also heard us include the film in Bruges. We shouldn't have. He wasn't in it. Instead, we could have added Living in Oblivion, or maybe Nip Tuck, or Death at a Funeral. Mr. Dinklage has played plenty of memorable parts. Our apologies to him for inventing one.
Our second and last correction pertains to poetry, and the verse written for us by our news poet, Carmen Jimenez-Smith. It included this line.
And I'm listening to I Feel Love, the song Brian Ferry said would change music for good.
Well, it wasn't Brian Ferry, it was Brian Eno who said that this Donna Summer song was the future of music. We did debate whether we could call that mistake poetic license. We might even say our news poet, Carmen Jimenez-Smith, is in a class with the famous Russian writer Vladimir Mayakovsky, who wrote this in a poem about the Brooklyn Bridge. From this spot, jobless men leapt headlong into the Hudson. Since the Brooklyn Bridge crosses the East River, that would be quite a leap.
Well, here's some love for our staff. Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Chris Nelson.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. National desk staff includes Uri Berliner, Cindy Johnston, Russell Lewis, Vicky Walton-James, Bruce Oster, Jason DeRose, and Danielle Irby.
At News Operations, Sharon Thomas, Jim Lesher, Marcia Morgan, Tom Woodward, John Guardo, and Angie Hamilton-Lowe.
I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. You're listening to All Things Considered.